616-1320 WILS. Harvard facing a lawsuit that they have race-based discrimination, and the students suing them are Asian. Corey Liu is the volunteer executive director at Students for Fair Admissions. He joins us here on WILS. Corey, great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Now, can you explain to me what Harvard is doing? What is the lawsuit all about?
So the lawsuit is challenging Harvard's use of race to decide who gets admitted. And as you can imagine, it's a very competitive process, and lots of people apply, but not very many people get in. And what the lawsuit is saying is that it's clear that race is a huge part of how they decide who gets into the college.
Okay.
They use affirmative action. And so what we're doing is suing under anti-discrimination law, saying that it's illegal to use racial discrimination. And as you said, you know, our organization has Asian members, and what we're alleging in the lawsuit, and the numbers show it, is that every year the number of Asians that you admit stays the same, even though year after year you have different people applying, and actually the number of Asians applying has been increasing over time, and yet you keep admitting the exact same or almost the exact same number of Asians every year. And so it looks like you have a quota, that there's a limit on the number of Asians you're willing to have.
But it's not, is it actually verified? Do you know that they actually have that policy in place?
Well, so they'll never admit to it. I mean, I don't think we'll ever get a statement from Harvard saying, we choose to limit the number of Asians to 17 to 18% every year because we don't want there to be too many. They won't say it because obviously that would put them in legal trouble. But what we do is we look at the data. And right now, actually, the lawsuit's going on, and there's been subpoenas of Harvard and
right, but
high school.
I'm curious, though, just because there are more applying, how do you know that they're all worthy of getting into Harvard on the merits alone?
Well, so that's kind of where the lawsuit's going right now. So the judge granted some of the admissions files, and they're sealed, so they're not public. Only the lawyers can look at them to keep the people confidential. But so the lawsuit's progressing in that way, and we're looking for the evidence. That's part of why we have a lawsuit, because Harvard won't turn that over voluntarily. They want to keep the process secret. And I think the reason they try to keep it secret is because they know that once you open the records and you look at it, you'll see that there's totally different standards for how you get into the college based on whether you're black or Hispanic or Asian or white. And what we're saying is it shouldn't matter what your race is, what your name is, where your family comes from. Everyone should be treated equally.
Yeah, but didn't the issue already come up in front of the courts, the issue of affirmative action in college?
Well, so there was a case decided last year by the Supreme Court, and that was 4-3. The conservatives were in the dissent with 3 votes, so they didn't win that. But I mean, number one, that
what did that case find, by the way?
I'm sorry.
What was the case? I mean, what was the conclusion of that case then?
So they said the way UT, University of Texas, was using affirmative action was constitutional. So number one, Harvard, I think, uses race actually much more aggressively than UT, where to the point of where we can say there's really a quota on the number of Asians. And number two, we also have federal civil rights statutory law. We're not just suing out of the Constitution, so legally there's a different law involved.
Okay.
And I think as we see the data, it'll be shocking just how much race plays a factor in who gets into college.
So you can use affirmative action in admissions, but only in certain ways. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what the U.S. Supreme Court has said, and you know, each of the decisions are very close. The Michigan affirmative action cases were decided very close. The UT case very close. And so, you know, if the Supreme Court composition changes, some judges retire and new ones are appointed, you know, maybe some of those old decisions can be revisited.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, though, why Corey Liu, by the way, with us, volunteer executive director at the Students for Fair Admissions, why would Harvard want to limit the number of Asian students there?
Well, so I think from there, what they would say is they want to give more opportunity for certain minority groups, typically black and Hispanic students. And so they want a diverse student body. They want the composition of the school to look a certain way. And they say that helps the educational process also to have students from different backgrounds. And our perspective is, well, maybe regardless of whether you think that's a good goal, it's not right to try to achieve it by using racial discrimination. You don't inflict one wrong to try to reach another, to correct for another wrong or to, for some other good. At the end of the day, racial discrimination is wrong, and Asian students and white students deserve to be treated as individuals, as people, without their race being held against them.
Okay. In your view, then, there would be, what, many more Asian students at Harvard if without this policy, then?
I think so. There was a Princeton study by a professor who found that it's harder to get in as an Asian student than a white student. It's about a 140-point SAT difference. And compared to a black student, it's 450 SAT difference. I mean, that would be 1150 versus 1600 on the SAT. And that was a study of elite universities. He didn't specify the exact name, but it was, you know, kind of the Ivy League caliber schools. And so I think it is possible that, yeah, you would have certainly more than the 17 to 18% roughly that Harvard admits every single year. And it's clear that race is limiting the opportunity for students who are applying.
Yeah, you think this is an issue in universities in Michigan, like University of Michigan or MSU?
Well, so Michigan was a big part of the Supreme Court litigation, and so there was a case out of the University of Michigan that upheld affirmative action. And after that, the voters of Michigan passed an amendment to their state constitution saying that you can't use race. Well, basically said the government can't discriminate on the basis of race. Mm-hmm. And that's understood to mean also you can't discriminate, you know, for example, against Asians to help other minority groups. And so that was actually litigated in another Supreme Court case where people who liked affirmative action said, well, you can't ban affirmative action. That's unconstitutional. And that was upheld. So in Michigan, the schools don't use that in admissions.
It's Corey Liu, attorney, and he's also the volunteer executive director of Students for Fair Admissions. Corey Liu right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
Yep.